From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. This Wednesday, 6 weeks after the election in Iraq, the new National Assembly is to convene for its first session. The parties that won the most votes are frantically trying to form a government before then. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Baghdad, it's by no means certain that they'll succeed.
Some media reports today said that talks on forming a new government had collapsed. But members of the Shiite-led United Iraqi Alliance and the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan denied this. They said that negotiators had just returned to their constituencies to discuss the other side's offers and would return to Baghdad tomorrow to resume talks. The Shiites and Kurds must first reach an agreement on key policies, including the role of religion in government and autonomy for the Kurdish regions of northern Iraq. The inclusion of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk into those regions remains a major stumbling block. The parties must also agree on candidates for the heads of state and government. Last week, the two parties reached a tentative accord on forming an alliance that would give them together a two-thirds majority in parliament. But the deal remains fragile and could still collapse. Participants in the talks have said that they're counting on finalizing a deal before the National Assembly convenes on Wednesday. They fear that after that, negotiations could become more public, making it harder for them to compromise. Ordinary Iraqis are waiting impatiently for the new government to overhaul security policy and quell the violent insurgency that claimed more lives over the weekend. More than 200 Iraqis have died over the past 2 weeks in a string of bombings and other attacks. The U.S. Embassy confirmed that two American security contractors were killed yesterday when a roadside bomb hit their passing convoy. The State Department said they had been assigned to protect U.S. diplomats in Iraq. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.